Welcome to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable features local robotics teams from around Southwest Michigan live in studio to talk about their teams and how competitions are going. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, All Systems Go, GoPro at Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life, Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community, Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools, and New Buffalo Area Schools. I'm Jacob Holmes, along with Tim Denai, and tonight we welcome to the studio Team 3620, the Average Joes from St. Joseph High School, and Team 4237, Team Lancebot from Lakeshore High School. Tim, good evening. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing tonight, Jacob?
I'm doing good, very, very well.
We are looking forward to tonight's show. For anyone that's local to the area, the fact that I would say that we have the St. Joe and Lakeshore teams in the same room would go, oh no, what's going to happen? And actually, that's some of the fun stuff we want to talk about this evening is the relationship between these two teams within the community and the things they do together in the community, as well as their outreach throughout the state. But before we meet the teams here, we want to give a little bit of a recap. We are now through the end of the regulation season. The regular season competition-wise for the Destination Deep Space competition this year. And we have teams that have qualified for state competition and others that are going to continue on with some other tasks that are just as important as they prepare for next year already. So a quick wrap-up of competitions that happened this past weekend at Forest Hills in the suburbs of Grand Rapids. We had four area teams that participated up there. Team 5069, the Iron Giants from Edwardsburg. At the end of the qualification rounds, they were the seventh ranked team, which then made them an alliance captain. They selected out of the Niles area Team Excel, Team 2474, and together they rode themselves they lost in the semifinals, which was a pretty good showing. I think we can even ask the Average Joes. The Team Excel team is a pretty good team because they saw them at West Michigan. They always are. We'll talk about that a little bit. They're always a very good program. The team is run very well, and it's a small, efficient team. And then we had two other teams that also participated at Forest Hills. Team 7809 was the rookie all-star team at the St. Joe event, and they were picked up as an alliance member, and they actually were a winner for that Forest Hills event. So a rookie team that probably 5-6 months ago didn't even know that they were going to be a team. They won a rookie all-star award, they won an event, and they have qualified to go to the state competition up in Saginaw Valley. And then the last team that participated up there was the CW Tech Robotarians, who a week prior, they had won the Chairman's Award, which automatically qualified them to go to state competition. They came away with the UL Safety Award. And they also won the Gracious Professionalism Award, which is we'll ask the mentors here in a little bit about gracious professionalism and the pride in seeing their team win that award. So it was a pretty exciting weekend, and we've got ourselves geared up now for preparing to go to state competition. And a little bit later in the show, we'll give a recap of all of the teams from the Southwest Michigan area that have qualified to head up to state competition.
All right, well, let's go ahead and meet our mentors for Team Lancebot and the Average Joes. Yep.
Good evening. Hello, this is Ellen Dutton, and I'm proud to represent Team Lancebot from Lakeshore High School.
So, Ellen, before you hand the microphone over.
Oh, I tried.
So, tell us how you got involved in FIRST Robotics.
So, Tim, my son Brady is a third-year student on the team. And the first year, what happened was I was given a media pass because I do photography for fun. And so our coaches gave me a media pass and asked me to go down on the competition floor and take some photos of our team. And I was amazed at what I saw. If you've never been to a competition, what happens is you have three teams competing against three teams. And the first day of the competition, it's totally random who you're going to play with. And those three teams, what I saw was a brotherhood that I didn't know existed anywhere else.
Brotherhood. Usually, and a sisterhood?
And a sisterhood, okay. Yes. usually when you are competing against another team in a sport, there's a rivalry, right? And what I saw was these students strategizing together, hugging each other after they won an event.
And after they lose.
And I saw gracious professionalism, and it didn't matter if we won or lost. We were united as a team. So after that first year, I thought, boy, I would love to help. But these kids are so incredibly intelligent. I have no idea how that robot gets made every year. But I've been at Whirlpool Corporation for 27 years of marketing. I thought, well, maybe I could help a little bit out with the marketing. And I am blessed and honored to be with these smart students during the season.
Excellent. And I know the students are happy to have you on board too. We're going to step into paying a little bit of bills, and then we'll come back and talk to the mentor from the Lakeshore team, or from the St. Joe team.
All right, we'll be right back here on Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We'll hear from the Average Joe's mentor and meet the team representatives. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai, and this week we've got Team 3620, the Average Joes of St. Joe High School, and 4237 Team Lancebot from Lakeshore High School. I just want to remind you that we are also on Facebook Live. If you're listening in the car or at home, you can actually go onto Facebook and watch us, watch the show live. Go ahead and open Facebook, search for News Talk 94.9 WSJM, and we'll be right there on the page. And you can go ahead and give us a like, give us a comment, give us a shout out. Just we love seeing the interaction from the community. So we've met the mentor of Team Lancebot. Now we're going to hear from the mentor of Average Joe's, and we're going to meet the teams.
Thank you, Jacob. So, first of all, as a public safety announcement, those of you who are driving, please don't open Facebook. And actually, V, you can kind of highlight that too in your other job that you do, why that's not a good thing. We're going to bring on lead mentor for the Average Joes, and we'll let you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved with FIRST.
Hi, my name is Vic Vrogup, and I'm the coach of the Average Joes. We got involved in FIRST about 9 years ago. It actually was kind of a chance meeting. There was a gentleman by the name of John Manesto who had been hired by Whirlpool. He had come from the East Coast, and he had wonderful things to say about the FIRST program and what it did for his sons. So he called a meeting, and the CAD teacher at that time, Mr. Jim Berry, and I met with the principal and John Manesto, and learned about FIRST and what it could do for students. We were aware of FIRST and what it could do, as the Robotarians were, I believe, the first team in the area. And there were a lot of things that kind of came together. What was on the horizon for our school was a building project and updating curriculum. And that's really kind of how it got started, as we saw some opportunities coming together, and we decided to go for it. Our very first year and our very first event in Waterford, we were similar to the rookie all-star team that you mentioned earlier,
yep.
And we were picked up by a strong alliance, and we won that first event, and it's been a lot of momentum ever since then.
Yeah, it's off to the races at that point in time, because now you've set the bar that we can win the blue banner. And we talk, for those that are listening, we talk about teams winning the blue banner, and there's a blue banner that you win as an event winner and then also as a chairman's award winner. And those are both goals to strive for, but how many blue banners do the Average Joes have?
We currently have five.
Five of those blue banners. And those are all robot competition banners, correct?
That's correct.
So still on that list is that Chairman's Award, which is still teams that strive to win that award, even if the team is not successful in winning that award. All the things that they've done to get to that point are still, they're helping to build for the students. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. The Chairman's Award is kind of the top award, although I do want to say I'm very proud of our team this year, because we've won the Engineering Inspiration, which is the second highest award at the West Michigan event. And that also shows the passion that the kids have for STEM and engineering, and also gracious professionalism and promoting the opportunities, which is really why we're here, that students have in the technology fields.
Very good. I want to ask one last question of Mr. V that we've known each other for a while. My sons graduated right about my oldest actually graduated the year prior to this competition to St. Joe getting involved, and he would have absolutely loved to have been involved with that. But at that point in time, if you go back to the courses that you were teaching and kind of think about, we had an expansion of the building, an update of the building, and then even from that point on, there's been another update to kind of fit in the curriculum that is now here. Could you have seen that back 9 years ago?
I say yes and no, because as I've gone through my career, technology and education and what kids are learning at lower levels has really accelerated. One of the things that I learned in college is do make sure that you serve the community and have in mind what the community needs. And we could see that based on the jobs and the community that we have here, and we're talking the greater community, an engineering competition, as in FIRST, is just outstanding for our kids, and it's going to help build a strong community.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much. V, we're going to have you swap out, and we're going to keep Ellen seated next to us here. We're going to start to talk a little bit more with the students now about a little introduction, and then come back to not only just the fact that you guys participate in a science, technology, engineering competition, but some of the other tangibles, the other things we talk about that your teams are very good at doing. So we're going to start across the table from me. And if you would tell us your name, which school you're with, and how long you've been involved with FIRST.
Okay. Hi, I'm Abby Kiesbert. I'm a senior on the Average Joes. I go to St. Joseph High School. I'm the lead of electrical, and this is my fourth year on the team.
Excellent.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I am currently the marketing captain and from Lakeshore, and I am a second year member.
What year in school are
I'm
you?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay.
Hi, I'm Cameron Haynes from the Average Joes. I'm a senior at St. Joseph High School, and I'm a programmer on the Average Joes, and this is my fourth year being on the team.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Jing Lun. I'm from Team 4237, Team Lancelot. I'm a junior this year at Lakeshore High School, and I'm a design lead this year. This is my second year in the team.
Very good.
Hello, my name is Brady Dutton. I'm a junior at Lakeshore High School. I'm currently team captain of Lakeshore's robotics team, and this is my third year on the team.
Are you team captain and safety captain?
No, I'm currently promoted to team captain and just advise on the safety team.
Okay. And that's something we'll talk about at competitions, some of the different aspects that happen. Give us a little bit of a recap, if you will, starting with Team Lancelot, where you guys anticipated being this year as a team and how you did at your competitions. We'll let Brady start.
Okay, so in the past 2 years, we actually made it to Worlds for our first time, and we continued that trend last year. So our hope this year was that we'd be able to bring that back. And so we planned on only doing cargo as our main goal during the game and hopefully getting onto that third level climb, which, if those who are listening don't know, basically our robot has to manipulate this ball type of thing and put it in these little hatches and then climb on a platform, simply just lifting itself up.
And the platform is how tall?
19 inches.
Okay. So getting down is easy. That's gravity.
Yeah.
It's the getting up piece.
Yeah. So that's the two main things we focused on with a backup plan is hatch panels. And so we wanted to utilize that game plan strategy, and hopefully that we planned that that would get us farther along in the game as far as we had hoped.
Okay. Jinglun, you said you were a part of design, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so so Brady just kind of mentioned what your plan of attack was. Was that a part of your design process then to decide we're not going to be able to climb to the, you know, we're not going to be able to get to the top level of the HAB? So was that a part of what you set out to do as a group?
Our goal is climb to the top level, but it ended up with the second level.
Okay.
Due to the other system we are working on. So it dropped, but it climbs pretty well at the end of the second match.
So you had to make some adjustments between what your goal was, and then we have a certain amount of time to get things done. So now you have to change your plan, correct?
That's right.
So was that a learning experience for you to start, this is our goal, and now we have to step back as a team? Was that tough to make that decision? We have to decide we're not gonna be able to get to the top level, even though that's our goal.
Yeah, because our team members, we all want to climb to the top level, but because of the other things, we can't do it. It's kind of sad for us, but...
It's a risk reward. How much time do you spend trying to develop that one piece of things to happen? So at an event, we have the design and the build that happens, but then someone has to talk about your robot. So Lauren, going to share information, are you a part of scouting at all or talking with other teams and getting
yes.
that information out? So tell us a little bit about how you have to take what's been designed and now go share that information.
So communication is huge at competitions because you never know who you're going to end up working with. And when you, during the qualification, you are paired with these teams and you have to be able to go and talk and strategize of what's the best plan and how we want to execute and perform well at the during the matches.
So you're doing that communications with inside of the event. Outside of the event, how does that communication skill help you? What do you have to do to share about your team?
Yeah, so all of our teams are funded by sponsors, and sponsors give us money and allow us to run our team, pretty much run it like a business. And communication, you know, reaching out to companies, telling them about what FIRST is and sharing with them what our team is doing, and which allows us to form really good relationships with them and have, you know, people from the companies come and help us as well as we're working with them to, you know, look into the future.
And so how do you mean look into the future?
A lot of kids in the area are getting jobs and working with these companies who are with FIRST, and that's a huge way to get ready and to go into the workforce outside of high school.
Okay, excellent. When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about that business plan piece also, too. But there was one thing I was going to say, and I just absolutely forgot. So I think now I'm going to let you go ahead and do a little commercial break.
All right. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, and New Buffalo Area Schools. We will be right back on Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai, who has remembered the question that he was going to ask.
Talk to me. I'm trying to remember. Yes, so the question that I was going to ask when Lauren was talking a little bit about communicating and going out and talking to the businesses about having to fund a team. I don't know if you know off the top of your head, and if you don't, maybe Ellen does. The dollar figure that you're talking about roughly to run a team, and then the benefits, what is it that you have to put together as a team to run yourselves? What type of a plan do you need to have and present?
So one of the things that many teams produce is a business plan, which analyzes how your team is run. And with most teams, with our team last year, with going to state and worlds in our two competitions, we were around $40,000 or $50,000, which is kind of insane to think about. And to be able to fundraise all that money and, you know, get it is insane.
Yeah, so Ellen, so you talked a little bit about the, you know, I don't know anything, I'm not technical, but you've seen there's definitely a place for you within this team. Can you talk a little bit about involvement with that business plan and the team and then working with the team to get that information out and to future sponsors?
Definitely. I would talk a lot about when we go out to talk to our sponsors, the students that we take out are just so proud. And I'd love for them to tell our sponsors what FIRST has done for them as individuals, because they come in as a freshman. They're shy. They're nervous. They don't know where they fit in into this brotherhood / sisterhood. And as they become juniors and seniors, they go out and they're pounding their chest about how FIRST has been great to them. And so without our sponsors, we have a lot of great things happening in our facilities, in our build, in our electrical engineers. are doing great work, but at the end of the day, it costs a lot of money to travel to these events and to feed high schoolers. If you're not aware, high schoolers like to eat a lot of food. And we take chances. We took a chance. There's a guy from my church who owns a local mold shop, and I said, hey, what the heck? We're going to go talk to him. And we went the first year, and he just was, he couldn't understand how in 6 weeks, he was just dumbfounded, and he'd ask me week after week at church, so how do you do this in 6 weeks? And then we went back this year, and he more than tripled his donation to our team because he said, I believe in the students that you brought me. They are our future. I'm going to triple my donation.
And no matter what, V or Ellen, if us as adults walked in, we could not nearly convey the power of what FIRST is. So, yes. So you students, when you get turned away for allowances and extra cash, for this, you guys have the magic touch, and it's based upon the work that you guys do. Before I go too far away from talking about mentors, I just want to, I've made a point to do that this year, is to thank the mentors on behalf of the students, the amazing things that you do, the amount of time that you put in. I see you guys all over the place. Mr. V, I mean, so many jobs and tasks that you've got within the community, and I don't know how the teachers find the time to sleep. And I know as a mentor myself, the best gratitude that can ever come back is that you students taking it and moving forward, which is what I see from this group within the community. So thank you to the mentors. I want to make sure we get that across.
Can I share just one really quick story? I'll be quick. There was a mentor.
20 seconds.
20 seconds. There's a mentor that was in college that came back to a competition, and he came up to me and he said, the team wants to pay me for being a mentor. And he goes, I will not accept payment because everyone who volunteers does it because we love this. He says, how can I take the money and give it back to the team? He goes, help me figure out how to do that, because he would not take any payment. We all do this because we love FIRST.
However, though, in that case, if you want to make that check payable
out to Tim Denai.
That's true. If I took a look at the amount of hours that I spend volunteering because I love it, and I said, pay me for the hours, it'd be like 50 cents an hour. Because it's the amount of hours that you put in, and you just don't realize it because spending time doing this, we could talk in the air for 3 hours because it's an honor to get to talk to the students, which I want to get back in and talk to the students. And we talked a little bit. Lauren mentioned the benefits of talking with local sponsors for the employment opportunities. So, Abby, tell us a little bit about your employment opportunity.
Okay, so I was in a conversation with a couple of people from FIRST Robotics, and is one of my friends from CW Tech, and he told me about an opportunity at Eagle Technologies. Eagle Technologies is one of the local automation companies in Bridgman around our area, and they had an opportunity that they started last year with LMC Hansen Tech Center, and it's their automation engineering apprenticeship, and basically that they will pay for all my schooling at LMC as well as paying me to work for them. Therefore, I can just go right into working and getting an associate's degree because of just how many people they need and how knowledgeable that FIRST Robotics has helped me become. It has helped give me the opportunity to go through this apprenticeship program, and I also get to come out of it debt-free.
That's an amazing thing, is the debt-free piece that speaks volumes because, I've got three children just finishing up now with college, and that is the worst thing is they get an education and they're looking for an opportunity and they have a mortgage payment before they even know that. And it's something that, you know, we could get into a whole different discussion about that topic, but it's empowering to see students get that opportunity. But the other thing is for you to understand and appreciate at a young age how important that is for you. You're steps ahead and with what you're going to do the rest of your path. I do need to ask you, so 4 years ago, did you see yourself in that path at all?
No, I remember going to one of the presentations and they introduced it and I was just like, it's not really for me. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if I want to stay in the area. But now just coming as a senior, I'm like, this is amazing. Why did I not want to do this? So I'm happy I'm just given the opportunity.
And it's a well-deserved opportunity. I'm looking forward to seeing you because Eagle Technologies, along with Edgewater Automation, JR Automation, companies that are in this area that support FIRST, both financially, they help teams, and then they have volunteers that help at all of our events. And then they turn around and employ you and keep you in the area, which is an awesome thing to see. So 4 years ago, when Abby was talking about, she's getting presented with opportunities at Eagle, or Cameron, you at that time were, that was when you were just beginning with the average Joe's, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how did you get involved with FIRST? And we've probably had this discussion. I can't recall.
It was interesting because I was at the Berrien County Youth Fair, and I saw the Average Joes. They had a little, they were set up in a pavilion. You could pay $5 to get 10 minutes of driving time on the robot. And this was with the 2015 robot. And I gave him my $5 and I drove, and I just thought it was really neat, the fact that I had seen robots before, but the fact that it was built by high school students did amaze me. And I said, I think I'll check that out when I go to St. Joe. And so I came, and at first I didn't actually think it was for me. I've always been a pretty floaty guy in my head, I guess.
Floaty, define floaty.
Well, I guess people have told me I'm not the most
I don't want to put you in
concrete
the spot.
Person.
Okay.
At times. But, and so robotics ended up seeming like a pretty straightforward and pretty concrete thing to get involved in. But I loved seeing results and seeing the fact that we could learn something and then apply it and really see really, really cool things. And I mean, that effect has only expanded throughout the years as I've gotten to work on neater and neater things. So
primary focus for you on the team is?
Doing whatever needs to be done, but really I'm just focusing on trying to make this year's robot the best it can be, and then trying to make sure that next year we have a really solid core of guys, which we already do.
Okay.
And really just trying to develop the next generation of students to take it on.
So programming is the thing. So before I want to jump into, though, that was the best non-specific political answer. At some point, I can see that in your future right there. You didn't offend anybody and pleased everybody all in the same shot.
That was floaty.
That was floaty. So I want to talk a little bit about programming, but one of the things that I really enjoy is I've gotten to see you over the course of three summers. You dreaded seeing me 3 years ago because I gave you a microphone at Berrien County Youth Fair and at Maker Fair. How comfortable were you previously to speaking in public, talking to, whether it's presenting or talking to a group of 40 people that walk up and want to hear about the robot?
I pretty much had an allergic reaction every time you handed me a microphone. Yeah.
But now? Not as much itching?
Not as much, yeah.
Not as
yeah,
much, yeah, but yeah, not you as feel much, a little... Has that benefited yes. you at all?
Most certainly. I mean, incredibly so. The opportunity I had to speak to sponsors over the years and to speak to donors for the Innovation Center have really steeled my nerves in that department a little more, and have given me the opportunity to see what happens when you don't have a speech that's just written in front of you, and just to see what's really on your mind. And
it's a conversation about something that you're passionate about. And we'll double back to that's what's a benefit, I think, Lauren, when you go in front of somebody to do a presentation. It's more powerful when students talk about how this has affected them. Have you seen that just in the people you're presenting to? Is there a moment when you're talking to them that you go, we're probably going to get a check out of this?
Yeah, yes, for sure. There's many times where you'll be talking and you're like, how long I've been talking for? I could talk about this forever, because it's something, you know, you become a part of and you really believe in it. And you show that when you are talking to sponsors.
Very good. So speaking about talking a little bit too long, that's my area. I'm going to let Jacob get us to a commercial.
All right, we'll be right back with Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai. We've got in the studio with us Team 3620, the Average Joes of St. Joe High School, and 4237, Team Lancebot from Lakeshore. We've heard about all the great opportunities that some of these students have had through their time in robotics. And now is part of the show where each of the kids gets to give a little shout out, Tim.
So you heard the man. Shout outs, Abby.
Okay, so I'm going to shout out Edward J. Todd for giving us the opportunity to have our building and giving us so much money for that, and we have used it so much this season, so I just want to thank him for making it possible.
And that building is large enough to house the team, house a full-size FRC field, FTC field, and multiple meeting rooms inside of that space. So that's phenomenal to find that space. Lauren?
All right, I'd like to shout out my brother, Jeremy, for getting me involved in FIRST.
I'd like to shout out to the Hansen family and Edgewater Banking for also playing a really big role in helping us to get the Innovation Center up and going, as well as a lot of other corporate and individual donors, as well as everyone who helped put a lot of time into making sure that the building was constructed really rapidly and to help us get the funding. A lot of people put a lot of time and effort into it, but at least from our perspective, it's been worth it.
Jinglun?
I want to shout out for being involved in FLL this summer, that like we helped the elementary school kids to build their Lego robot. It was like, I think it's a very good experience to learn and also teach them.
Yep.
I'd like to shout out our team coaches, Mr. Woodard and Mr. Smith, as well as Drew Craven for getting me involved in FIRST, and finally my family for helping just get me to meetings, just and keeping me involved. So thank you.
Are you doing that so your mom will give you a ride back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Go. She's right next to you. Ellen, anyone you want to give a shout out to?
I just want to shout out to all of the students who are amazing students that grow so much. And again, a huge thank you to our coaches and to Vic on all he does for his team. They are changing lives every day with these students.
So moving forward, let's talk a little bit about Average Joes. You guys are amongst 10 teams that are headed from this area that are headed to state competition. Let me run down who those teams are real quickly. Team 3452, the Green Engineers from Bering Springs. 4325, the Robo Rangers from Cassopolis. Average Joes. Team 2474, Team Excel from Niles. Team 4855, Team Ramageddon from South Haven. The Rookie All-Star Team out of Bangor, 7809. The Wired Cats, Team 5675 from Mattawan. Team 4409, Ground Zero out of the Niles area. And then two teams heading not only based upon robot competition, but having won the Chairman's Award, and that is Team 1940, the Tech Tigers, and CW Tech Robotarians, Team 2959. So 10 teams heading off for state competition. We know that probably Team Lancebot will be watching some of the competitions. That's just the nature of anyone who's involved with the program and planning for next year. So we'll talk a little bit about the Team Lancebot in a bit, but Average Joe's heading towards state competition. What are some of the goals, things that you've done that you think are going to help you to move to the world's competition?
So we've really tried to learn from our past competitions as much as possible. And so going into the competition season, we did a lot of work with computer vision, which is a really important tool, probably one of the programmer's most important tools in making sure a robot can interact with the field really quickly and accurately. And so we did a lot of work going into the competition season with that, and so now we're starting to see some of the benefits as we have time to tune and work that in. And so at States, we're hoping to go ahead and use that to make us quicker and more accurate in lining up and delivering each of the game pieces.
And are you using that throughout the entire scope of the 2.5 minutes, or are you using that primarily in Sandstorm, which is the first 15 seconds?
From the beginning to end.
Okay.
Yeah, with the exception of the climb.
And that, you know, hopefully that can get you to the point that you're recognized for the Autonomous Award, which is an award sponsored this year by Ford Motor Company. It was debuted last year at the World's Competition, and watching teams try to develop that, everyone has a concept of what they want to do at the beginning of the season, to the point where you're getting now where it's going to be interesting to watch, because now people are actually going to deploy some of that. You had to get to state competition to now deploy it, and hopefully it's going to be a game changer. We wish you guys the best of luck with that. I know I'll be watching matches. Abby, what are you looking forward to most at state competition?
As my last year, just trying to get us to win on a field would be amazing, and just getting better and better from last year, just improving and being able to go to Worlds would be just like to top it all off. So
yeah, that'll be fun. Then world competition. So state competition is taking place at Saginaw Valley State University. That's this weekend. Two weekends after that, we will have one half of the first championships, and those will take place in Detroit at Cobo Hall. And I will have the opportunity to be at World Championships. This will be my fourth year participating at World Championships. So just it's an awesome experience to get to see that. You will have 160 teams. We will have over 400 teams in Cobo Hall, and we will have all levels of first participating from first robotics competition, the first tech challenge, and then first Lego League and Lego League Junior. So on the talking a little bit about Lego League, Lakeshore, you do something. Now, this will be the fifth year coming up that we're going to be holding a Lego League competition. So there's a microphone in front of three of you. One of you talk a little bit about the Lego League. So Brady,
I'll take that one.
So tell me, what's as a student who participates in FRC, how do you look at things when you see the students, the Lego League students, responding to you hosting a tournament?
Okay, so first off, I am a mentor on Hollywood Elementary's FLL team. So one, even before the competition, I was enjoying watching them and helping them grow mm-hmm. and work on their robot skills. And then as we transitioned to our home competition, Lancerbot Mania, it was just amazing to see, like, some of the teams had, they're all building things with Legos, and when I built things with Legos, they weren't moving.
Yes.
And these kids were, like, driving and completing these tasks, and I think it's, like, 2 minutes. I can't remember the time off the top of my head, but yeah. it was amazing. And then not everyone on our team is a mentor for the FLL teams, but we actually had nearly every one of our team members volunteering in some capacity on that event, whether they be judges or team guides, and it was just really fun. There was a lot of camaraderie throughout the teams, schools.
Want to take some? So, Jing Loon, I mean, you did you help out at the? I know you helped out because you helped me move desk and stuff. That's a part of the stuff that happens beforehand is getting things organized. But maybe talk a little bit about what Brady saw, that participation and watching the young students, how they take to the first program.
So I've been I was helping this year we have a four FL team in our school. I've been helping the Hollywood team. And the most thing I did was watch their kids to design the robots, since I'm in the FRC team, I'm in the design team. And what I see is the kids always have their imagination about what they want the robot looks like and what they want the robot to do to finish the task that's on the board. And they might not be good. They might not be knowledgeable to build the actual prototype, but with their ideas coming up, it's usually a good point to us, so we can help them and the same to them to finish what they want.
Very good. And then, Lauren, from your standpoint, what's the most memorable thing? We got about a minute left, but what's the most memorable thing that you see at the Lego League competitions that you take away?
So one of the hugest things is how all of the students are very excited and very interested in what everything's going on. You know, we are there to help them, and they ask us so many questions and are so intrigued to show off what they've been doing and learn more from it.
Very good. You guys did an excellent job. We could probably continue to go a little bit more. Great information. For anybody that has the opportunity this weekend, you can go to theBlueAlliance.com. You can go to firstinmichigan.org. .org, and you can see live broadcast of the events. And actually, I believe, is ESPN3? ESPN3 is actually doing coverage from, I think, the championship, right? Yeah, they were actually at Forest Hills last week. ESPN3, robotics has gone big time, folks. So, I will do a recap next Monday with Ray Gustafson here. Hopefully, there's a lot of great information, and I am looking forward to 2 weeks from this weekend seeing the Average Joes competing at World. And seeing like a whole bunch of Team Lancerbot people just taking the ride over to Detroit. Jacob?
All right. Thank you for listening to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition and committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agents, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools, and New Buffalo Area Schools. Join us next Tuesday night at 6 for Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.